Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, a super duper welcome. Welcome back to a lot of you that were listening to the previous hour. It's great to have you here. A little shout out for Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Howdy.
Howdy doody. How are you today?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I see you got a little shirt on there. I love that shirt.
Go Cardinals.
Yeah.
Beat LA once again last night. They're up 3-1. They have one more game before the World Series. So good luck to St. Louis in game 5.
Okay, so who we got for the series? Who you going for?
Oh, I want St. Louis all the way.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Detroit and, you know, whoever,
yeah, okay.
They can figure it out
they
on
can
their
figure
own.
That.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's so
Boston.
Cute.
Boston. That's what it is. Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
Although,
we got WBOQ, our folks over
yeah,
there. Yeah,
I know.
Okay, we're listening.
I'll be honest. I mean, Boston deserves it. They've
mm-hmm.
worked hard all year
yeah,
and going through some tough times. It'd be fun to see them there. But Detroit, I mean, they've been close too. So just saying,
I have to tell you.
They're back.
There's something going on in the Motor City, both with football and with with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I had a psychologist on the show talking about it. Maybe I'm going to ask Dr. Friedman about it. And what they put it to, here's what they said. They said Detroit, the Motor City, was renewed and saved. And it shows up in their consciousness and their ability to win. And I thought, I'm going to think about that. But for the most part, it makes total sense to me. When you're given a second chance in life, I don't know about this for you, but definitely this is for me. You know, something happens the second time around. You know, you look at life differently. You know, you're willing to do more. Joining me here today is somebody that knows a lot about it because he created his second chance in life. And many of you have heard his story about where he was and the path that he began on. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. He is founder of Cellular Wisdom. He has a best-selling book. Award-winning book, and we were so and are so thrilled that we've been able to take this journey with him. He is a regular on the Dr. Pat Show, and we have talked about some of the most significant and important ways to shift our energy, to move beyond our obstacles, and not to become our stuckness. What is up with us becoming our stuckness? But he is somebody that absolutely love. He works with people all over the world. You know, he has an amazing personal breakthrough and empowerment program. It combines mind-activating technology such as NLP, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and he has an amazing background in medicine and science because why? That was his original path. But what happens when you do get a second chance? What happens when the universe taps you on the shoulder and says, you know what, Dr. Friedman? You may want to go in another direction here. You may be a lot happier, but it doesn't come without anxiety, a little of nervousness. And why is it that Dr. Friedman and I can talk so beautifully about anxiety and stress and stuckness? Because you teach what you need to learn. The do's and don'ts for overcoming anxiety with Dr. Friedman Schaub and me, Dr. Friedman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I actually never thought about my life as a life of second chances. So something to think about for me. So thank you very much for that.
Well, don't you think that's interesting, though? Because I really didn't think about my life like that until I actually did. And and what I mean by that is I have gotten second chances in a lot of different places, a lot of different times. I've actually gotten second and third chances in some situations. But, you know, if I look at the different aspects of my life, like when I lost my job, talk about anxiety and stress. You know, when that happened after 24 and a half years with a company, I did view it as a second chance. I had a chance to go back in school. I didn't harbor the idea of, oh, my God, I was 6 months away from a pension. Because had I had that thought, I would have never left. I would have figured out a way to hang in there for another 6 months. You know what I mean? But
right,
I didn't.
But see, that's the thing about how we frame situations. And obviously, you know, this doesn't look like a chance. It looks like tough break or tough luck or whatever you want to call it, but not like a chance. I mean, but you turn it around because that was your attitude at that time. And I think that was similar for me when I did not get this research position that I actually wanted to go to, and they just basically canceled the position, and I was pretty much sitting on the street. It didn't feel like a chance. It just felt like, oh, God, what am I going to do now? And, you know, then somehow an inspiration came to come to the U.S. and just do research there. And somehow that inspiration then turned it into a second chance. So I think that's really inspirational also in regards to Detroit that, yeah, this is something that, you know, maybe out of a bad situation, something really positive can spring, which, you know, many people can certainly tell you about. And it just also depends on how you approach it. And when you are steeped in anxiety, and when you are basically only focusing on that feeling as that's what I need to get battle and that's what I need to get rid of course, you don't get the inspirations and you don't have the positive mindset and attitude to really turn this into a chance, whatever situation you're in.
Well, let's talk about it because, you know, today's show is about anxiety, but the do's and don'ts, right? Of overcoming anxiety. One of the things that I really want to talk with you about, you know, is this idea of really looking at our lives in a way that talks about our defeats. And the reason I'm going to use some language that may be shocking to you. I'm going to use words like failure and I'm going to use words like defeat because I'm not Patty Pollyanna. I just want to say that up front. Uh-oh, I'm never going to hear the end of that term. People think I am, I'm someone that has been down and out in a lot of ways in my life. And I have had the fortune of meeting people like you and Dr. Darvish in the past 10 years and even before that. But it doesn't mean that I go through life without a level of fear and without a level of anxiety. I think what we're talking about, not becoming our fear and not becoming our anxiety. Can you shed some light on that?
Well, I think, you know, when it comes to the do's and don'ts, one of the really important do's is to understand that anxiety is not your enemy. And if it's not your enemy and you're not fighting the anxiety, your chances to become the anxiety is much lower. You know, often people are so in this inner battle and they are just feeling in so much resistance to the feeling of anxiety that they eventually even identify themselves with it. And this is when they become it. So really understanding what anxiety is really about and also where it comes from, what's the source of the anxiety, can in itself be a game changer and make you really just have a whole different approach to this emotion. You know, I talked to a client today who also was very much steeped in the anxiety and the emotions until he realized that, you know, I know exactly that what I'm experiencing right now, this feeling of powerlessness, this feeling of betrayal, this feeling of not being good enough, it's very familiar. I know exactly that I had this many times before, and when he traced it back to its roots, he realized in the moments when he's anxious, he's looking through the eyes of a much, much smaller and younger version of himself. It's almost like he's switching his personality and he goes into the mindset of that more child self that, of course, sees the world really overwhelming and himself too small and too powerless to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And when he then shifted the perspective on actually having compassion with that part of him, the part of his subconscious that sees the world like this, that really pulls you in, because that's what, you know, he has experienced when he was little. When he changed his attitude from fighting that anxiety to actually having compassion for a part of him that's still somewhat stuck in those old beliefs and those old traumas, all of a sudden the anxiety was demystified. It was no longer a matter of fighting. It was a matter of healing. And that's, of course, a whole different attitude.
You know, on the last show, what I said was awareness is really the key to thriving in life. And you know, what you talked about, that level of awareness and understanding, sometimes, Dr. Friedman, we do not even know that we're in a state of anxiety. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, we don't know we're in a state of anxiety. We call it, and you heard me talk about this, we call it being stuck.
Right.
Right. We don't say, oh, I'm anxious. Dr. Friedman, I'm anxious. We don't say that. You know, we're like, I'm stuck.
Right. Well, anxiety has also such a, you know, negative connotation that we don't necessarily dare to admit to ourselves that we're actually anxious, because anxiety is seen as a weakness, as a vulnerability, as a disorder. Certainly is not seen as a strength or an opportunity. And the anxiety can be, just like we talked before, giving you a second chance. Because most people that I'm working with that have been dealing with anxiety realize that this anxiety brought them back to themselves.
Mm.
Without the anxiety, they would not be the more rounded and whole and balanced person that they are now that they have healed and outgrown the anxiety.
Mm.
So you can turn this also into something very, very positive and realize there's nothing to be ashamed of having the awareness of anxiety. It's actually something that you want to have, so that you can use this opportunity to grow and heal.
Well, you know, part of this is about growing and healing and also thriving. This is what Dr. Friedemann Schaub does. It's an incredible book. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this healing journey is like. You know, what is it like to go through the portal of anxiety to get to that place in life that makes you absolutely joyful? This is what he does, helps people all over the world. That's why we love him. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
It must have fallen out of a hole in your brown overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant. Whoa, I was so surprised.
I love that song. Donna Summer on the radio. Donna Summer, great artist. Phenomenal woman that has left this planet way before her time. Way before her time. Joining me here today, it's a great, great conversation. You know, I don't know about any of you out there, but if you're anything even close to, you know, my life's journey, you know, you've had bouts of anxiety, and yet sometimes you don't know you're anxious. You know, you carry things inside of you. You don't talk about them. You may be not thinking, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about, you know, maybe that blood work I got done at the doctor's that's making me anxious. I don't know what to do with that. Today's show is really about the do's and don'ts. It's about the do's and don'ts of anxiety. It's about the things that we could learn. How do we understand these do's and don'ts? And what is the first step to demystifying this? This is what we're starting to talk about. And, you know, demystify this emotion. Dr. Friedman Schaub is joining us here today. If you want to find out more about him, if you want to get a copy of his book, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Then you'll be on top of the things that we're going to be talking about, as well as Dr. Schaub has got a new website coming. Tell us about your new website.
Well, you know, how those things are, we were planning of having it done today, but it didn't work out, so we're going to have it done probably by Friday. I'm very excited about it because it's the fearandanxietysolution.com website, completely redesigned, and there are a lot of things that you can actually benefit from. There is a self-assessment test on what's your anxiety level, which already gives you good information of where you're standing and suggestions on what you can do to move from there. There are free downloads that help you to clarify your goals, to also release anxiety in a very relaxed and meditative way. There are processes that you can also free download that really help you to shift the burden of the past, the baggage that we have been carrying with us for a long time on a subconscious level. So there's a video library, just a lot of things that you can do, probably spend a whole weekend on the site, mm-hmm. and just learn more about fear and anxiety, shifting your perspective on it, and also really feeling that this is a matter that we can all resolve. We don't have to be stuck in anxiety. And what I talk about today, the do's and don'ts, are already certain things that you can start right today to begin the journey of becoming unstuck.
So what do we want to talk about first? Do we want to talk about the do's?
Well, let's talk about the do's.
All right, that's good.
So as I just said, one of the do's is also that you need to really understand the source of anxiety. As I just said, see it not as your enemy, but see it more as this is a part of me. This is a part of my subconscious mind, this deeper part of the mind that has been instilled there or has been programmed with beliefs and a mindset of maybe the world is a bad place or it's going to be all hard for me or the shoe going to drop or I'm not good enough. Those imprints from the past are still cruising through this part of your mind. and that part of your mind needs attention. That's in many ways what I'm focusing on in individual sessions, but you can already start communicating. We talked about when you are anxious, you don't want to communicate with other people necessarily about your negative thoughts and about your fears, but you better communicate with yourself. You're going to actually, this is another do, you're going to listen to the negative thoughts. You don't shy away from them. You don't get angry at them. You don't suppress them. You don't buy into them. You actually listen to them. Ideally, you want to write them down. And then you're going to counterbalance them. What that means with counterbalancing is it's just opening up the perspective. You know, just like we talked about, you know, the second chance. Well, something bad happens, but when you actually change your perspective in it, you see it as an opportunity. Or maybe there is this, you know, uncertainty of what if I'm going to lose my job? You can also shed a positive light on that by really highlighting your skills and your potential and your past on where you have gone through difficult situations before and succeeded. Or what are your assets? What are the things that you know you can trust in? It's basically a way for you to gain out or get out of this tunnel vision of negative thinking, anxiety-triggering thinking, and looking at the brighter and broader picture and broader perspective. So that's a very important and very powerful thing to do, because many people tell me, you know, thank you for giving me this exercise. I wrote a whole booklet of negative thoughts because they're just coming out, spouting wow. like a geyser. It's crazy. But that's the second thing people tell me also. You know, I have done this before. I tried to counterbalance. I read it in Napoleon Hill before. You have to think positive. Somehow it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And that's the third do. Don't just do the counterbalancing in your head. It's not a debating club inside of your head. You need to have emotions with it. You need to actually feel something with it. And that makes all the difference. You know, like today, a client told me that he had really a lot of negative thoughts, and it scared him initially. That, oh my God, am I so negative? I didn't even realize yeah. how much there is going on. Then he counterbalanced, but not like he used to do, just mechanically in his head. He actually visualized, okay, this is my younger self being anxious. How would I talk to him? I'm going to put emotions in. I'm going to change my tone of voice. I'm going to actually put a smile on my face when I counterbalance, and I'm going to change my body posture a little bit so that I really look more compassionate and engaged and reassuring as if I would talk to something smaller. And he said, it's amazing. Within a week, my negative thoughts drop by 80%. They are rarely coming up. So it's really, very powerful to speak with emotion simply because that's the language the subconscious understands.
Well, you know, part of this is also, you know, looking at the experience of expressing ourselves through emotions without having. So we can start to ruminate about whether or not we're even doing that right. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody that, you know, is used to carrying a lot of anxiety and nervousness and fear around with them. And especially if they don't think they're good enough, Dr. Friedman, they're going to think the way they did this is not good enough.
Right. Well, that's why, you know, it's important definitely to go, you know, across this initial hump that most people feel, where it feels like work, it feels hard, it's difficult. You know, the mind can be quite in an inert and stuck place. And so it's just like you're pushing a car out of the mud. You have to put a lot of energy at the beginning in to get it rolling. But once it's rolling, it's really almost second nature. So overcoming the initial resistance, yeah, that may be hard. And you may feel like you're just faking it. I don't believe a word that I'm saying. This positive stuff is just not true. It's perfectly fine. Fake it. Pretend. All good. Just feel that your intention behind it is actually towards that part of you that's anxious. So you're identifying yourself with the anxiety right from the start, and you really understand. I know that I'm not only anxious, even though people feel like, well, 95% of the time I'm anxious. And then I ask them, so if your best friend is anxious or if your child is anxious, what do you do? are you actually then staying in your anxious mindset, or are you focusing entirely on your friend, on your child, and try to give them comfort and reassurance? And they agree. In that moment, they are actually the one that is more empowered and gives positive advice and is in a whole different energy. And all that takes is just to take on the same energy for yourself. And because it's sometimes hard to do this for your adult self, just picture yourself as a child and feel this child sitting next to you, right or left. Talk to that part of you. It is, we all can do it. We all are able to imagine, visualize, be creative. It makes all the difference when you shift your energy, when you do your counterbalancing self-talk.
Well, you know, what I'd like to do for those of you out there that are listening to the show, if there are any of you out there that would love to get some help on something you're anxious about, you know, we'd love to be able to have you call into the show. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, and let's see if we can get you some help to begin this journey to create this shift. You know, one of the things that you're talking about, Dr. Friedemann, is you're talking about teaching people tools. I mean, this is what people say about working with you. It's not about getting fixed for one issue at a time. You help people with understanding how to use different tools that they could use over and over and over again.
It's really important, absolutely, yeah. Because, you know, that's the thing that I often hear, that people say, well, you know, there are so many books that are describing the same teachings, but I don't really know how mm-hmm. to get the understanding of the teaching
right.
into actually, you know, my daily life. How do I implement
yeah.
it?
Well,
and I think that's what I really like to help people with to do, to have tools at hand that they can use for the daily life.
All right. For those of you out there, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. We will bring you on the show. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go to a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as I said before, we are taking your calls. We actually have a caller. But before we go to the phones, Dr. Friedman, I think it'd be a great idea for you to let people know more about your site, how they can get a copy of your book, and sign up for your newsletter.
Well, you know, if you can wait a little bit, you can visit the old site now. The site is called thefearandanxietysolution.com. Thefearandanxietysolution.com in one word. And again, in 2 days, you're going to see a brand new site. And the book can be purchased anywhere and everywhere where you can buy books. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so on. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, you can do this through the website or also just send us an email at info@thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Shall we go to the phones?
Let's do that. Christine from Seattle.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to the show.
I just love your show today. It's really fantastic, and I love that you're having this particular guest and this subject on at a time when the gray overcast is, hello, I'm back, rolling back in. So thank you so much for your guys' work. It's really great. I just want to make a quick comment, and that is that I have experienced a fair amount of anxiety in my life, and when I was studying a couple of things, including Gestalt theory and therapy and a couple of other sort of satellite things. One of the things that always caught my attention was this paragraph that I read, and it was mistaking excitement or anxiety for excitement. And I think sometimes when we get deeply excited about things and we are holistically tuned in and we're, you know, because we're all so intuitive, that when we know a change is coming or we are in the process of a change and then all of a sudden we are like, oh, I have all this anxiety, really sometimes I think it's important to kind of examine it and think, you know, is this really, really anxiety in its most negative connotation, or could this just be my really deep, deep excitement about what I feel and can tell that is coming on and that is going to transform my life? And so, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect at it or by any stretch of the imagination, but when I do have that deep anxiety or what I perceive as that, I really try to go into what is the excitement about it, because obviously something's trying to get my attention and trying to tell me that we are moving into something greater.
I think that's really true. It's definitely something that when we are excited, also we are releasing the same stress hormones and the same neurotransmitters. So it can easily be misunderstood for anxiety. What I noticed with people often is that they are, when they're anxious, conflicted. And the conflict is usually between, you know, obviously the anxious side that is more wanting to hold them back and, you know, be more careful and also protective. And then there's often the other side that goes more into the, I want to have a bigger life, I want to enjoy life, I want to have success. So that inner conflict is very, very often there when people have been dealing with anxiety for a long time. So you talk about change or something new to come. You can imagine that in that moment, both sides are firing up. The side that is actually looking forward to a change is excited. The side that is actually scared of change is anxious. And then the accumulation of both can bring up certainly a very, very intense feeling, which, as you said, is really good to decipher. What is actually this? Is this really only this anxiety, or is there actually a lot of excitement as well? And both sides need to be addressed. You know,
well, I also think that because both things are, because everything is energy, and because it's all the same stuff, basically, that it's it's important to differentiate between the two, but it's also different to, in that to create a way to transform that anxiety into excitement, to use it as fuel for your excitement. Because if it's just left to its own devices and, you know, you're like, well, I feel scared and I feel this, and that's all that's going on, then you kind of are, I think you're operating on kind of half the cylinders. And so if there's a way to, like, change that into the, you know, like, transform it or use it as fuel so that you can actually fire up that excitement even more. Not that I'm saying you should, you know, you see a snake coming up your leg, oh, I'm so excited about the snake, you know. No, it's you're excited about life, and that will help you move into action, because I know sometimes anxiety or anxiety attacks, you know, I've talked to friends and it freezes them.
Mm-hmm.
And so so I think I love the work you're doing, because I think it's really important for people, particularly in this time period of so much change in our world and our politics and our money and all sorts of things, that if we can actually use that to fuel our days, and especially those moments when we feel anxious or scared, that's going to help us to stay sharp and focused and feel better about all of the things that are moving and changing. So thanks so much, you guys. You have a great afternoon.
Awesome.
And blessings to you.
Thank you. You know, this is really kind of, you know, part of, you asked me a question during the break and I want to talk to you about it, because this must be my month for self-disclosure, Dr. Friedman. you asked me, I was talking about anxiety and you asked me a question about it. And, you know, you asked me, you know, do you really get anxious? And before I answer it, I would love for you to share with our listeners how anxiety shows up. Let's talk about it, because it's one of those words. It's a word that gets used as often as codependent and as least understood. Both of those two words. One of the two, in my opinion, one of two most misrepresented and understood words. But we can do a whole show on codependence, you and I, can't we? Let's save that for the next
show. Definitely, that would be a juicy one.
That's a juicy one. But what is anxiety for real? And how does it show up in the day-to-day? Not that it's going to be the same for everyone, but let's talk about this a little bit.
Well, you know, certainly if you ask a person who would be a self-declared anxious person, they would give you answers like, I'm constantly in my mind is racing, I'm a worry ward, I'm always expecting the worst. So that's kind of on the head level, you know, listening to the thoughts. But then there is also the restlessness. There is, of course, when there is an anxiety attack, a panic attack, you feel your heart beating fast, the breath shortens, the muscle tightens, the hair stands up. I mean, all of those really visceral reactions that come from the flooding of your body with the stress hormones that, you know, are basically there in the extreme form to get us ready to fight, flight, or freeze, all that is designed to keep us safe. Mm-hmm. But then there is also, you know, the anxiety that's more like the refrigerator in the background. You just, you know, somehow it's there, but you get so used to it. It's this constant undercurrent. You just never really feel at ease. You don't really sleep well. And when you actually pay attention to your dreams, you actually work through something in your dreams. You feel when you wake up in the morning still exhausted. That's kind of the chronic state of anxiety.
Yeah, that's hard.
People really just cope with. They don't really see themselves, you know, debilitated by it. But it has a huge, huge toll on your body, and I think a lot of those, you know, chronic illnesses like chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or autoimmune diseases are coming, in part at least, through this chronic anxiety that basically has never been really, you know, treated or never really been healed. And so at some point, the body is just, you know, really also either making us pay attention through the pain, or it's also that the body just says, you know, I can't do this anymore. This is just too much. And then it shuts, you know, more into these chronic conditions.
Okay. So the question I think I have is around anxiety and worry. Worry is, like, again, one of the most common phrases we have. You know, are you worried about that? Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, Dr. Friedman, don't worry, right? Okay. But what is the relationship between anxiety and worry?
Well, I mean, worry basically can be the fuel that brings the anxiety up. So if you have an issue with anxiety, if you are already, you know, your threshold to feel anxiety is pretty low, a worry is the fuel and the fire that really makes it ignite. So a worry is more the conscious awareness of something that you are concerned about, you doubt, you really have questions about. And then usually from that thought, not only one thought, usually it spirals into a whole cascade of more thoughts right. and more what-if scenarios. That then makes you more and more anxious and tense. But there is also the other way around, you know, that you don't really notice your worries. They are, once again, so quick, so fast, and maybe so subtle that you're not catching these thoughts. And you feel first the physical or physiological manifestation of anxiety, so you feel it in your body, and then later on you have to ask yourself, what am I so anxious about? And then, you know, you can also, there are certain methods for you to identify more, okay, what's actually the thought behind the feeling? And that's also something very, you know, important to realize. When you translate this free-floating anxiety more into that's the subject that triggered it, you're going to get much easier handle on it. Otherwise, you feel like, well, that's the monster inside of me that's just rearing its ugly head, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And you don't really feel like that the anxiety makes any sense or that it's aiming in any direction. So I always recommend for people, when they do have this free-floating anxiety, to really just go through the questions of, so, you know, what is specifically am I feeling? So you could say, well, if I really check in, it's a worry, it's a doubt, it's a concern, it's a frustration. So when you kind of be a little bit more specific with the emotion, you can ask yourself, so what is my concern about? What is the doubt about? And so on. You're just going to keep yourself asking until all of a sudden there is a bubble coming up and you know that's what really made me in this moment anxious. Then you go through the counterbalancing thought process again, and you will see that the energy, the charge, actually dissipates quite quickly.
Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the don'ts. And, you know, Dr. Friedman Schaub joining me here today, go to the Fear and Anxiety Solution. One of the things we're going to talk about is how worry shows up in our lives. You know, what happens in terms of, you know, the things that we pay attention to in our minds that stop us, literally stop us in our tracks from living an epic life. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Guess what? The Lime Center of Martha's Vineyard is giving away a free scholarship. That's right. The detox will be running from Monday, November 11th through Friday, November 15th. Candidates for a free scholarship, please send your Lime story by email before October 28th to Dr. Enid Haller, director of the Lime Center of Martha's Vineyard. Find her at limecentermv.com. That's Lime, L-Y-M-E, centered, mv.com, or call 508-693-1846 for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. He is a regular on the show. And it has been so amazing for he and I to take this journey together. Very, very cool. And now we've actually talked about the next show, which may be about codependence, Dr. Friedemann. So we might have to do that. But before we go and talk about the don'ts of anxiety and how anxiety actually changes into behavior, please give out your website again and let folks again know about your fabulous best-selling, award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And, oh boy, it's been such an honor to see that grow. Wow.
Yeah, the book is The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And, again, the website is thefearandanxietysolution.com. If you feel that you want to work on the deeper root causes of your fear and anxiety and really just also see the fear as this catalyst for you to learn to know yourself better and to reach a level of empowerment that you didn't even think is possible, then just send us an email or call us at 206-323-2762 or 866-903-6463, which is 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, and we can set up a free phone consultation and we can talk more about your specific challenges and also what the work I'm offering can help you to overcome them and to really outgrow them. So send us an email, info@thefearandanxietysolution.com, and we go from there.
I love it. All right, let's talk about some of the don'ts. What should we know?
Well, there are more don'ts than we have time, so I'm just going to grab a few. And, you know, one of the don'ts, of course, that we all know is, and that's what we often do when we are anxious, it is moving out of the what is into the what is. And that is such a, you know, a slippery slope. You know, you're just in a perfectly fine mood, and then all of a sudden there is a what if. You know, what if my boss doesn't like what I was writing? Mm. Or what if, you know, my children are, you know, on their trip in Italy and something bad's happening. Mm. It's just like this whole scenario that we are creating around assumptions. And we just really need to realize that those assumptions, I mean, most people don't do what if I win $1 million or what if I gonna find the love of my life. No, I mean, it's usually something that tries to warn us, protect us, prepare us, reel yourself back in, go back into the what if, into the what is, and really just, you know, you can ask yourself these simple questions. Is this thought even true that I just had, this what if thought? Does this thought make me feel good? Does this thought help me to really reach my goals? And usually this is all no, because it hasn't happened yet. It's an assumption, and it certainly doesn't feel good or help you to reach your goals. So that kind of is already an interrupting of this pattern that many people have about the what if world that they just, entertain more than being present in the what is. Then another one that I find is also maybe not as obvious, but, you know, when we do make ourselves smaller, we actually create more anxiety inside of us by simply almost like giving in to the belief that we are not safe or we're not good enough. So it's, people are anxious, and often when they're anxious, they don't feel that great about themselves. And so one of the ways they try to protect themselves is to become invisible.
That's right.
And sometimes we do this just automatically since we are 5 years old. And just really making a stand and realizing, well, why don't I wear a red sweater?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't I actually talk to the person behind the coffee stand and have a little chat? Or why don't I just really sing a song when I'm in the shower, because, you know, I'm not worried if the neighbor's going to hear me or not? I mean, it's just like these little steps that can give you a sense of, I'm actually safe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm safe to be seen. I'm safe to express myself. I'm okay. I can leave my comfort zone a little bit, and really nothing bad happens. That in itself,
mm-hmm.
this no longer making yourself smaller, is actually signaling to your nervous system, to your subconscious, oh, times have changed. And that's quite powerful.
And I think one of the things that is a takeaway for me from the show today is sometimes when we look at anxiety, we go to the humongous things that may be happening in our lives. But you know what? I was talking with someone the other day that I know, and I've been listening to her for about a month now, say, I've got to take out my winter clothes. Oh, I got to take out my winter clothes. Did you take out your winter clothes? No, I didn't take out my winter clothes. And then finally I said, do you need some help taking out your winter clothes? Like, you know, like me, I would need some help where my winter clothes are, right? So I said, do you want some help? She said, you can't help me. And I said, okay. She said, yeah. She said, I don't want to take out my winter clothes because I don't think I'm going to fit in them.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know what? You should call Dr. Freedom and Schaub. That's what I was thinking. But I felt so sad about that. And I said, and here was what I said was, you know what? If you want me to help you with this and you want to go through them together, we can do that. Because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking out winter clothes and not have been able to fit in them. And what she was saying is, you know, I just don't feel good about myself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's, again, you know, the same thing about somehow still hiding under the invisibility cloak, and this way giving the anxiety rights. And it's amazing how the anxiety can be healed and outgrown on all levels. This is not only how we think. This is not only how our body posture is, which is a really amazing and totally undervalued healing tool. It's also how you move through life, you know, what you show up as. And there are many ways we can talk about another show that really make the anxiety just no longer this mouse trap that you find yourself in, but actually something that you realize through the anxiety, I was forced to become bigger and really have a good look at the brilliance that's within me.
Oh, my gosh, I love this. This is such an important conversation because, you know, we're talking about individual anxiety. You know, we have an entire country that has been sitting on the edge of, and some people completely, a panic attack. And, you know, we don't even talk about the accumulation of things that happen in the world. So, I mean, we can only imagine, right, Dr. Schaub? You know, if we are in our day-to-day and so completely overwhelmed and yet affected by what goes on in the outer world, we truly do need some tools, don't we?
Definitely. And it's really interesting because the situation that, you know, the country was in, it's certainly such an artificial situation that nobody really has control over, unless you are really in the House or in the Senate,
mm-hmm.
but not even then. But, you know, just really reminding yourself the outer circumstances shouldn't have the right to make you feel anxious. And actually, it's our responsibility not to let them make us anxious, because this is where we go down into this rabbit hole of trying to control and trying to micromanage and trying to be safe, realizing the world is way too big and way too complex to control by one person.
Mm.
So what you can actually do is to really not ignore your anxiety and not to try to react to it,
mm-hmm.
but actually pay attention to it and ultimately build a strong foundation of confidence and trust. Trust in yourself, and if you really are open for that, also trust in a higher power, which
mm-hmm.
is certainly together an enormous counterbalancing way, or enormous, you know,
mm-hmm.
just whole different path
yeah.
of going through life.
I love it. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone, thefearandanxietysolution.com. If you've missed any part of this, check it out on thedrpatshow.com. Thank you, Dr. Friedemann. Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Everyone, we'll see you next time on the show. And you heard it first. I think codependence is next time with Dr. Friedemann. We'll see you then.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.